Texte numéro 45. Is climate science disinformation a crime against humanity? Although there is an important role for skepticism in science, for almost 30 years, some corporations have supported a disinformation campaign about climate change science. These campaigns have included assertions that there is no evidence of human causation of recent observed warming. There are numerous lines of evidence that point to human causation, even if it is not a completely settled matter. Even though reasonable skepticism cannot claim that there is no evidence of causation, such claims are frequently being made by the well-financed climate change disinformation campaign. According to an article published in the New York Times, the fossil fuel industry has created and financed institutes to produce anti-global warming studies, paid for websites to question the science, and generated scores of economic analyses that purport to show that policies to reduce emissions of climate-altering gases will have a devastating effect on jobs and the overall economy. Disinformation about the state of climate change science is extraordinarily, if not criminally, irresponsible, because the consensus scientific view is based upon strong evidence that climate change is already being experienced by tens of thousands in the world and will increase dramatically in the future unless greenhouse gas emissions are dramatically reduced from existing global emissions levels. Threats from climate change include death and danger from droughts, floods, heat, storm-related damage, rising oceans, heat impacts on agriculture, sickness from a variety of diseases, the inability to rely upon traditional sources of food, the destruction of water supplies, and many other catastrophes. As long as there is any chance that climate change could create this type of destruction, even though these dangers are not yet fully proven, disinformation about the state of climate change science is morally reprehensible if it leads to non-action in reducing climate change's threat. In fact, how to deal with uncertainty in climate change science is an ethical issue, not only a scientific matter, because the consequences of delay could be so severe, and the poorest people in the world are some of the most vulnerable. The corporations that have funded the sowing of doubt on this issue are clearly doing this because they see greenhouse gas emissions reduction strategies as adversely affecting their financial interests. We may not have a word for this type of crime yet, but the international community should find a way of classifying extraordinarily irresponsible scientific claims that could lead to mass suffering as some type of crime against humanity. Adapted from The Independent, October 2010.